Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, July 15th, 2024, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of nonprofit news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Opus Virtual Offices steps up to support Houston residents after Hurricane Beryl. Opus Virtual Offices is stepping up to support the Houston community in the aftermath of Hurricane Beryl by providing 30 days of unlimited telephony service at no cost to businesses forced to close. CEO Yori Galel expressed the company's commitment to helping businesses remain operational and individuals stay connected during this critical recovery period. Opus Virtual Offices, known for their complete office services at a low monthly rate, is offering support to Houston residents in need. With over 650 locations in the U.S. and Canada, Opus Virtual Offices is dedicated to helping Houston rebuild and recover without the burden of excessive overhead expenses.
Ukrainian messaging service offering support to women in conflict zones secures funding to expand reach. FemSMS, a messaging service supporting women in conflict zones, has secured funding to expand its reach. Launched in Ukraine in 2022, the project has provided critical resources to over 900 women with trauma-informed messages. With renewed support for the next 18 months, led by Dr. Kristen Ali Eglinton, FemSMS will conduct research to create a special app for sharing well-being and safety information in wartime Ukraine. The funding will enable the service to reach at least 5,000 women and vulnerable community members, focusing on those impacted by gender-based violence and forced displacement. Project Kesher CEO Karen Gershon emphasizes the importance of this funding in providing mental well-being support for women in conflict zones. Footage Foundation, the nonprofit behind FemSMS, envisions the service becoming a central hub for vital information, fostering community engagement, and providing support to those affected by conflict.
Dr. Sudipta Mohanty announces scholarship for underserved communities in medicine. Dr. Sudipta Mohanty proudly announces the Dr. Sudipta Mohanty Scholarship for Underserved Communities in Medicine, a one-time award of $1,000 aimed at supporting aspiring doctors dedicated to serving underserved populations. The deadline for applications is February 15, 2025, with the winner to be announced on March 15, 2025. Applicants must be 18 years of age or older, demonstrate a passion for healthcare equity, and submit an essay addressing how primary care medicine can better serve underserved communities. Dr. Mohanty's extensive experience in healthcare advocacy and primary care underscores his commitment to fostering future healthcare leaders. Join the effort to improve healthcare accessibility by applying for this transformative scholarship. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.